Earlier this year, Drury University in Springfield established the L.E. Metter Center for Politics and Citizenship. And to kick off its speaker series this academic year, which focuses on civil rights, liberties, and citizenship, the school welcomes CNN anchor and New Yorker contributor Jeffrey Toobin. He's the author of two books about the nation's highest court, and on Wednesday will deliver the center's inaugural lecture on the topic Inside the World of the Supreme Court. And Jeffrey Toobin joins us now by phone. Thank you for taking the time, sir.
Happy to do it.
So the Supreme Court's newest term began earlier this month. Tell us about what issues are at the forefront this session.
Like most years, we'll have a lot of hot-button issues in front of us. Last year, of course, the Obama administration won two of the biggest cases, the case that guaranteed marriage equality in all 50 states and the case that saved the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, for the foreseeable future. But this year, I think the conservatives may have better luck. There are going to be major cases about the future of affirmative action and potentially about abortion rights, and the conservatives may do better in those cases.
Given those two high-profile decisions that were handed down in its latest term, as you just mentioned, how would you kind of sum up the term of the Supreme Court last year?
Well, it was an unusually good year for the more liberal justices. There are five Republican appointees on the court and four Democratic appointees, and usually the conservatives win. But when it comes to Obamacare, Chief Justice Roberts, usually very conservative, has voted with the four Democrats. And in the marriage case, Justice Anthony Kennedy voted with the Democratic appointees. So it was an unusually good term for the liberals, but it was, I think, an aberration.
What would you make of the criticism of Chief Justice Roberts, a George W. Bush appointee? It seems he's been somewhat of a punchy bag for Republican presidential candidates based on his recent rulings in some of these high-profile cases.
Yeah, I find that criticism completely baffling and unfair. And, you know, Chief Justice Roberts has been Chief Justice of the United States for 10 years. He has cast votes for the liberal side in exactly two high-profile cases on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act and last year's case about Obamacare. But other than that, through literally hundreds of cases, Roberts has been an extremely articulate and successful proponent of a conservative view. So the idea that he is some sort of disappointment or traitor to the cause just seems outrageously unfair to him.
Is that criticism of a sitting justice uncommon from presidential candidates?
It's not at all uncommon. You know, the Supreme Court has always been a major political player in American government, and its decisions are extremely important. And the court is fair game. The court is very appropriate for politicians and anyone else to criticize or praise the court. And this is what's going on here. So I don't think it's inappropriate for the criticism to be made. I just think it happens to be incorrect when it comes to Chief Justice Roberts.
You focused a lot on Justice Roberts, particularly in your book from 2013, The Oath, the Obama White House and the Supreme Court. Talked about the relationship between the Supreme Court and namely Chief Justice Roberts and President Obama's cabinet. How would you characterize that relationship these days?
Well, I would say in terms of a personal relationship, it's basically non-existent. But I think for the most part, you know, Chief Justice Roberts has been an opponent of the Obama administration in most of the high-profile cases. When it comes to Obamacare, which is obviously a cause very close to the president's heart, the Chief Justice has not been an opponent. He's really saved the president's bacon, but you know that is very much not the not standard. That has not been the rule in the in the court's history.
Another book you wrote, it was published in 2008, I believe, called Nine, offered a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings and divisions within the Supreme Court, and we learned a lot about the justices themselves. What do you think are some of the major misconceptions about the court and its members?
Probably the major misconception is that, you know, they live in some hermetically sealed apolitical atmosphere, and they just, you know, they just vote in each case as if they live in a vacuum. That's not the case at all. The justices are very aware of the political dimensions of their opinions. Yeah, I think they without exception, act with integrity, and they just see the Constitution very differently. I think another misconception is that the justices could somehow just do law separate from doing politics. The idea that law is a separate part of American life than politics. They've always been closely bound up together. And it's really unfair to the justices to think that they could somehow not operate politically as well as legally.
You talked about some of the issues that will be addressed in this current Supreme Court term. When it's all said and done, and we're at this point next year looking back on the term that had concluded, what will be the storyline, do you think?
The term will end in June of 2016, and that will be just a few months away from a presidential election, and I think people will focus on the fact that by that point, there will be four justices who are 80 years old or almost 80, and the new president may have an opportunity to really reshape the court. And, you know, given how closely divided the court is with five Republican court appointees, then the next election could be extremely important in terms of the makeup of the court. So I hope, frankly, that the court becomes a major issue in the presidential election, because I think Supreme Court appointments are an important legacy that any president leaves, and that may well be especially true for whoever is elected in 2016.
And finally, just aside from some of the things that we've already discussed, what else will your presentation at Drury University focus on?
Well, I think it will offer sort of behind the scenes about how the court works, who the justices are, something about their background. And I think it will also give people a sense of what the stakes are in these cases, because these are not just abstract issues. The Supreme Court decides cases that affect people's lives in very direct ways, and I just hope to bring that home to people in a way that's both educational and entertaining.
Jeffrey Toobin will speak at Drury University on the topic Inside the World of the Supreme Court on Wednesday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. inside Clara Thompson Hall. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, sir.